you're coming over a couple times a week, hanging on my shoulder, shaking like a leaf. Every color of your love I've seen enough, I want another. Every color of your love I've seen enough, I want another.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That right there is the band Camp, C-A-A-M-P, with the song Peach Fuzz. And you can find that on their record By and By, which was released in July of 2019. And where are these guys from? They are from Athens, Georgia. Yes, they are, and they're very young. I was reading up on them. And I don't know, I just came across the year that they graduated high school, and I was like, ew, grandma's going to play you, boys. All right. It's a very catchy tune, isn't it? So I'm here with you all until 8, and right now we've got something local coming on. That is Dead Soft. They are a co-ed band, and they have a new record out. And these guys only just keep getting better and better. Like, I've always liked them. But this latest batch of songs is, like, really, really good. So they are comprised of Nathaniel Epp, Keely Roshan, and Graham McDonald. Kyle Schick played guitar on one of the songs. So, yeah, I've seen them before, too. And they put on a really good show. So go check them out if you see their name. If you see a show coming up, I don't know. Well, do they have any shows? I should be able to tell you that, shouldn't I? Or I'm too lazy to check it out. But anyways, let's hear this song. Let's hear I Believe You. This is off, as I mentioned, their most recent release called Big Blue. And yeah, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I had a friend who gave me some advice. She told me not to dump my problems. Problem.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Excuse me. Ugh. This is what I do. I play these like somewhat long songs at times and then I tune out and I'm like, cool. And I'm like just zoning. And then of course, like I do that for way too long. And I'm like, whoa, dude, I gotta like get back on air. And so here I am. Next song, not queued up or anything. And headphones like on backwards, like, duh, what's happening? Okay, so yeah, we just heard the Thermals right there from their 2010 record, Personal Life, released on Kill Rock Stars. How cool were those kids? Back in 2010, I Don't Believe You. That is an amazing song, and I love the Thermals. And did you know that video, yeah, for sure it features Carrie Brownstein, the video. She's the main character in it. But did I know that Modest Mouse's Isaac Brock was in that video? I did not know that. I'll have to go back and check it out. So that is I Don't Believe You. Now, before that, we heard the song from Dead Soft, I Believe You. See what I did there? From the record Big Blue. That's just now, like released now. What was I saying? So from Big Blue, we heard I Believe You. Then we heard another one before that called Problems. Dead Soft are local. They're very good. And you need to go check them out live. Very awesome. All right. So my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I just play what I want. Excuse me. Back in the day, my show was like all Canadian music. But now it's like, whatever. As long as I play my Canadian content, we are good. So, I was going to play us right now some OCs, but I don't think I have the song I wanted queued up. Let me just double check. Let's see. Maybe I do. Maybe I've got it here. One second, folks. Yeah, I think I do have the song. Okay, we're going to hear. This is it. We are going to hear, as I mentioned, the OCs, who are from San Francisco, in case you weren't sure. We're going to hear their song Toe Cutter, Thumb Buster. Such a good song. So let's get that going. Yeah, this is a good one. This is the OCs, as I mentioned, and you can find this on their record Floating Coffin. This is already like 7 years old, because we're already in 2020. This was released in 2013, so there you go. Let's take a listen to this. And if you've never seen the OCs live, then you have missed out completely on the most gonzo of any type band, like show you could see by any band. Like the most fun I've ever had has been at OCs shows. I think I've been to at least two. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a listen to this, folks. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. right, folks. You know, I'm going to just see if I can find a better version of the song. Apparently, I've chosen a really bad quality version. So let me try this again. All right. So this is, in case you're not sure, this is a Folk Implosion. Who, by the way, is what's his face from Sebado? Not what's his face. Anyways, I'm going to be playing some Sebado next. Lou Barlow, of course. Okay, so Folk Implosion, this song came out in 95, and it was from the kids' soundtrack. And Lou Barlow was lead singer. And then I'm going to play us some new Sebado, which is Lou Barlow as well. So that's the whole intent with this here. Now let's hope I am going to do this properly. Yeah, this is a bad version. Let me try it again, as I mentioned. Okay, here we go. The station is CITR. Keep listening. We're going to try this again. Let's start from the beginning. There we go.
We
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and that was most excellent. I love them. The Murder City Devils, back, like, I don't know, from 1998. The record was Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. That was a Sub Pop release, and so good. Did I tell you the name of the song? 18 Wheels, yes. Now, the Murder City Devils, I've seen back in the day, like, multiple times, because they used to play Vancouver a lot. Come up from Seattle, and I was in a band back then who, the lead singer's boyfriend was in the Black Halos. And I'm telling you that because the Black Halos and the Murder City Devils, like, went on tour together, and they were, like, sort of like brother bands, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I hung out with, like, the Murder City Devils. Like, I was in that whole kind of scene, sort of, if that makes sense. But it's been so long. That was, like, what year are we in now? 2020? So, yeah. That's a long time ago, folks. All right. Before the Murder City Devils, who, by the way, are still together and have toured. Crazy. I follow them on Instagram, I think. That's how I must know. We heard Broken Islands. Now, it's the first time I've played them, and I don't know why it's taken me so long, because I'm friends with Rochelle. Rochelle is the lead singer of the band. They were in England for a long time, and Rochelle and I play baseball together in the East Fan Baseball League. There you go. That's the connection. And she's just a badass bitch. Love her. So there you go. Broken Islands with the song Solid State, which is a single. And then before that, we heard Sebado and the Folk Implosion prior to that. It is 7-Eleven, and it is, what, Wednesday? So let's look at the weather. Let's take a gander at the temps, folks. It is currently 3 degrees Celsius. Oh, no, 2. So 2 degrees, in case you're wondering, Fahrenheit, if anyone cares, is like 36 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm very good at converting because I grew up. Well, I grew up, I guess you could say, like, I want to say more Fahrenheit, being on the border with the states. And I just remember, like, when Celsius was really starting to kind of get pushed more and more. And because, well, the media growing up that I had was American. So we were a confused group of Canadians, us Windsorites. And so I'm very good, is my point. I'm very good at converting. I could, like, boom, tell you in a split second. Give me a, you know, Celsius temperature, I'll boom. I guarantee in 0.87 of seconds I can tell you, like, the Fahrenheit conversion. All right. So there we are. Aside from me bragging about my, like, conversion skills, let me tell you what the weather is going to be like tomorrow. Tomorrow's what, Thursday? High of 4 and mainly sunny. So very nice. I like it. And then we head into Friday, rain and 4. And then Saturday and Sunday, highs of 5 and 3. There you go. That's seems okay. All right. Now, before, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, that's the weather. I'm here until 8 o'clock, which is my deal. I'm here every second Wednesday. And I have not been here for, I think, a few shows. Because the last show I did was in November, so I must have missed, like, 2 shows because I was away. And then I think I had parent-teacher interviews at school. So I'm back. I am back. And what do we have next? Let's take a look here. Oh, we're going to Detroit, aren't we? Yes, we're going to hear this band called The Witches. They are so good. I only recently discovered these guys. They're so amazing. And the lead singer is, his name is Troy Gregory. I'll tell you the lineup. So we're going to hear the song, The Perfect Monster, which has, by the way, a cool video you can check out. So the band is Troy Gregory, Eugene Machine Strobe, Stefan Carr, Craig Adams, and Mary Alice. And we're going to hear The Perfect Monster. So I hope you enjoy this. You should. And there's something wrong with you if you don't. There you go. All right. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and, you know, you'll be where it's at.
It was time to decide and reveal the perfect monster.
Hold on. It would help if the mic was up. I was just saying that I love that. That's like my favorite ending, I think, of any song. So good. The drums. Perfect, you know, punctuation to that song. All right. That was the Von Bondies with the song Come On, Come On from their 2004 release, Pawn Shop Heart. Those guys, of course, from Detroit. I like to play Detroit stuff because I like Detroit. And, you know, it's worthy of it. Before that, we heard something from Washington. So from Washington, D.C., we heard X-Hex from 2014 with the song Hot and Cold. That is a single. You can get that as a 7-inch. It's on something else, I think, too. But that's how I played it. Which is Mary Timony and Company. So Mary Timony, formerly of the band Helium. Remember them? I used to love Helium. Huh. Maybe I'll play some Helium. She's looking as hot as ever. I've seen X-Hex on tour once. I missed them last time they came around. They've been out. Yeah. All right. Before that, we heard something from the new Pornographers from their very first record, Mass Romantic, which is, I think if I remember correctly, the year was 2000. That was released on Mint Records. The Body Says No. That is what we heard. My voice says yes. It is 7:27 and it's Wednesday already. It's my first week back at school. Probably the same for you guys, you know, after the holidays and all that. I'm a teacher and so far so good. I've kind of eased back in. Oh God, I'm tired. Oh, excuse me. That's so rude of me. All right, what do we got next? So I've been playing a lot of female music, not necessarily on purpose. It's coming out because we here at CITR need to keep track of anything that is female. If they're like somebody in the band is female. So the Von Bondies fit that category. They are two boys and two girls. In the next band, of course, the Screaming Females. They are. So the lead singer, of course, is a female. We're going to listen to that next. We're going to hear the song Bird in Space from the Screaming Females' record All at Once, which was released in 2018. These guys are out of New Jersey, and I did see them, speaking of Detroit, actually, in the summer at Loving Touch in Ferndale. That was fun. It was a really good show. Very, very good. All right, so let's listen to Screaming Females. They are so good. She's just really powerful, and I'm glad I got the chance to see them finally. So let's take a look, or let's take a listen to Bird in Space here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Run, 'cause he's just a warmer bird in came home late last night, and I didn't put up a fight. Well, I guess this is modern love.
CITR is what you are listening to. And that right there was Killer from 2012. One of my favorite bands out of that year, easily, Cloud Nothings with the song Fall In off the record Attack on Memory. Now, I've played a lot of Ohio bands tonight. So Cloud Nothings, previous to that song, we heard from Ohio as well, Ex-Astronaut with the song... let's see. The song is called Modern Love in brackets Breakfast from the record entitled Modern Love. So Ex-Astronaut, I want to call Sex Astronaut because why not? Why just have it X? Throw an S in front of it. Go all out, right? And then, we also played Camp. No, they're not from Ohio, are they? Maybe they are. I think I told you that Camp, the band C-A-A-M-P, yeah, CAAMP is from Athens, but I think they're actually from Ohio. But we're going to continue on our Ohio streak with some Dead Boys. If you did not know this, they are out of Cleveland. Dead Boys, so good. When did he die? What's his name again? Steve Bators. Steve Bators died, I want to say, hold on, I should know this. In the 90s, I feel like he got hit by a truck. Hold on. Steve Bators, let's take a look. Or sorry, a bus. Let's see. How did he die? Let me see how wrong I am. Oh, yeah. He died in 1990. Okay. His real name is Stephen John Bator. He was from a place called Girard, Ohio. Now, let's see. How did he die? His death. Oh, I was kind of close. He died in 1990 in Paris after being hit by a car. That's what it was. Not a bus. Okay. This is how like rumors start. Anyways, I love this song and I love the Dead Boys. This is All This and More from the 1977 record Young, Loud, and Snotty. My name is Anita B and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8 and my show runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. What else can I tell you? Just to stay tuned. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This right here is the Dead Boys.
imagine when they shuffle up, when they shuffle up. You want it so much, but don't touch. Hanging all about me, suffocating me, invasion from the outside, works its way inward, feeling like a bead of cold ice forming into a chamber of lost illusion. When they shout for love, when they shout for love, you want it so much, but don't touch. When they shout for love, when they shout for love, you want it so much, look but don't touch. When they shout for love, when they shout for love, you want it so much, look but don't touch. When they shuffle up, you want it so much, but don't touch. When they shuffle up, when they shuffle up, you want it so much, but don't touch. But don't touch. But don't touch. But don't.
Wow, how 1994 was that? That was Liz Phair. I've never played Liz Phair, but I had that record back in the day. Oh my goodness, Liz Phair with the song Supernova from the record Whip Smart. Yeah. Then before that, we heard Elastica, who I still to this day adore. I saw them way back in the day in the 90s in Detroit at St. Andrews Hall, and it was like the best show ever. I had such a girl crush on that whole band, except for the drummer, because he was a boy. So I'll never forget the drummer's name was Justin, and of course, lead singer is Justine Frischman. Last I heard about Justine Frischman, I believe she had married an architect, I think, and she herself was like a visual artist and had moved to like, I want to say like Colorado, someplace in the American West. Had married like some American guy. That's what I heard. So, but that was, who knows how long ago. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. let's see. Before Elastica, we heard The Wipers. That was such a great song. Window Shop for Love off their record, Is This Real? I'm not sure what year that was. Probably around 1980 or so, late 70s, something like that. And there you go. I'm out of here. I'm going to leave us with a song before I go. I'll be back, of course, in 2 more weeks with my show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm Anita B. What can I tell you? Just to stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM for more goodness. And I'm going to leave us, oh yeah, with Brutal Poodle. Love this band. They're local. They are comprised of, okay, so they're like a co-ed band. Carmen is one of them. Her name is spelled K-A-R-M-I-N. You've got John Johnston and Dustin Crowd Control. That's the deal. And we're going to hear the song Low Tide. And this is a, you can, well, the label, first of all, is Kingfisher Blues. This was released just this past, like, late spring. I believe it's a 7-inch. All right, so let's listen to Low Tide from Brutal Poodle. And I will be back in a couple weeks here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.